Just so you know, too. Yeah, I know.
Have you had the smaller one?
He writes
the smaller one?
Yes.
Only a couple.
Oh, my gosh.
From or to?
By the way, I'm doing this well.
He's got a falling up thing about issues with a jail.
I had to drop off a Tanner at school. I just came straight.
I read it.
Actually,
I'm going to fully agree.
Justin, did you see about Merle Pheasant?
It was interesting. I thought it was going to have to do with actually
12 years.
Which kind of did, but it was more in regards to
talking fully with
your district judge. That's what it was all about. They had one in King County.
She worked
earlier in the day.
So many long hours in there and going back to
all for about 7 residents to say, hey, I need to vote for my King County district judge because I live in Pierce County, but I'm in the city. It was interesting. We choose a chair and the whole thing's done in like 30 minutes.
Looks good to me. You're welcome.
Are we there?
Oh, yeah.
It's getting close.
Almost.
Here
for each other.
Here's a nice little lady sitting.
Right. Wait for
recording has started.
Okay. Let's bring the city council meeting for March 8th, 2022 to order. Let's please rise for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, Madam Clerk, could you call the roll, please?
Mayor McCullough.
I'm here.
Deputy Mayor Carter.
Here.
Councilmember Baldwin.
Here.
Councilmember Evans.
Here.
Councilmember Fullerton.
Here.
Councilmember McClyman.
Present.
Councilmember Swatman.
Present.
And Councilmember Watson.
Here.
Okay, there are no agenda modifications. There are no votes. Oh, we do have agenda modifications. I was just told about that. That would be on the consent agenda. The item I, AB 2245, Resolution 3031. I understand we are pulling that matter for tonight to be placed on another calendar?
In the future.
In the future,
yeah.
Okay, so in the future. Do we have to vote on that, or is it just we're just announcing that it's been pulled?
Just announcing it, and so it's
okay. Thank you. All right, and there are no announcements, appointments, or presentations. So let's go on with citizen comments. I believe we will have some citizen comments. If a citizen wishes to approach the dais, please give your name and address, and you'll have 5 minutes to speak.
Deputy Mayor, Mayor, Deputy Mayor, Council, Sergeant at Arms. I'm Dan Decker out of the 2.70th Street East, Bonnie Lake, Washington. And I needed this so I could get the correct list, and I even screwed it up after I read it, so I'm doing good. Mariante property, the new addition to the Allen York Park, new, not being just yesterday, but close to 15 years, more than 15 years ago, it became part of it. I know because I was part of the group that caused the city to buy that property. Unfortunately, at that time, Mayor Young was the mayor at that time, and he kept saying no to everything. Veto, veto, no, 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 all the rest of that stuff. And I believe the council kind of supported that a little bit. But the city could have had that property for $800,000. Oops. $11 million later, I believe, was the number. The city got to buy it. But there you go. But then again, there was another error about the same time. The city could have bought Lake Taps. I believe the same number, 800,000. I could be a little off on that number, but still yet, we would have owned the lake, we meaning the people of the city, and we would have also owned electric generators, I believe, down at the bottom of the hill off of the Valley Highway. Well, we don't have those. Well, my point here is we wanted that Mariotti property because it was basically our last chance to have growth onto the Allen York Park. The reason I wanted it, and I did work hard on that, I even did an initiative petition that would have been put to the people for a vote because I had enough signatures, but the city finally relented and bought it without having to do that initiative. And a lot of people did show up. I was not the only person there. A lot of people showed up and spoke. I'm just giving everybody credit where it's due. I was not alone. And saying that, my thought was, look at all of them boat trailers parked along Bonnie Lake Boulevard, all around the corner, down the road, everywhere you looked. And we could put those boat trailers over onto the Mariotti property. So what are we doing with the Mariotti property today? You're looking for somewhere to put them boats. Wait a minute. How many acres are there that you need for this baseball thing? City of Bonnie Lake is the city of Bonnie Lake. 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 Not Bonnie baseball field. Let's get off of this baseball thing. Baseball was good back in the 30s and the 40s and maybe even the 50s and a little bit of the 60s. But that's not, baseball isn't the big deal anymore. There's other things more important, like in Bonnie Lake, boat trailer parking. So please, guys, think real hard what you're doing. Think past whatever the reason is you're putting this baseball field in or whatever this field is going to be that's taken away from the lake. And if you notice something about the Mariotti property and the Allen York Park, it's on the lake. WSU property has lots of acreage over there, and I believe there's supposed to be a park over there. I don't know. I've never been on that side looking at it lately. But I know when I was younger, I used to drive down the road and look at the WSU property every single day. Every single day. We had property down on 120th and the South Prairie Road, and that's where I lived for a while. But the point is, the Allen York Park is on the water, not in the middle of the desert. It needs to be for boats and people to come and enjoy the water, not about enjoying somebody playing baseball or soccer or cricket or whatever game is going to be played on those fields, because now that acreage is gone. It's being utilized by a small number of people and not being utilized by the mass of the city. And even outside the city limits, people come to the Bonnie Lake Park.
Okay. Mr. Decker, it's been 5 minutes.
Okay, guys, and thank you very much. One thing, I wish those people would stop coming to Bonnie Lake Park. There's not enough room.
Oh, thank you, sir. Is there anybody else for the good of the order? Okay, seeing nobody. I'm sorry, I'm getting some marking this up.
That's okay.
So do we have any correspondence?
Yes, we have one correspondence. The city clerk's office received an email that was shared prior to the meeting with the mayor and the council from Quinn Dahlstrom about the city doing everything they can to please the Leader Teeter gentleman instead of listening to other possible bidders, and how not following an oath is no different than those that take a knee at sports games.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Okay, next we have the committee reports. Could we have the Finance Committee, please?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. We had a report from Debbie Mills for HR. We had a couple of new openings, a building inspector and public works seasonal positions, open continuous. The building inspector closes on the 31st. The three positions filled, construction inspector, meter reader, and public works maintenance worker 3. And then we have a part-time, non-regulatory, or non-reg, after-school program assistant. And we had seven positions filled since January 1st, 2022. We had a discussion or report for the Lions for Kids house re-roof. Talked about that and where that money might come from. Business action items. Resolution 3031, authorizing a professional services agreement. That was actually just the one that was pulled. And then we approved our notes, our meeting minutes. We had this open discussion in regards to the Historical Society, where they're going to go. It was brought up an employee party with the mask coming off at some point in the future, and a small discussion in regards to the boat launch.
Okay, thank you, Deputy Mayor. Okay, Community Development Committee, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Community Development Committee did meet here on, what was the date, March 1st, so at 5 p.m. Public is invited to that one. We had a discussion about the Public Works Service Center update out there. It's moving right along, of course, and apparently as long as the asphalt paving window is done, then it'll be, April, we should be able to have some actual usage going on out there. That should, as the committee was expressing concern of moving some of the gear around and hopefully moving some of the vehicles from the existing Public Works Center area to free up some space over there. Also, a resolution for the SEPA update, and that's that piece that Jason Sullivan's done all the work on to lower the burden on mini permits for the SEPA scenario where right now some unfortunate individuals can easily get caught up into having to do a SEPA, a very long, arduous process. And once we get this done, that should help eliminate a lot of those little permits from having to be subject to a SEPA permitting process. Also, we also have the resolution professional services for the traffic impact analysis with the Ballfield Park project over there. That's just kind of the box checking exercise for that, as you notice, because that's like an $8,000 expenditure on that. And then approval of our minutes, and we had some open discussion. That was our items of business that evening.
All right. Thank you, Council Member Swatman. Let's move on to the Public Safety Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Public Safety met today at 3:30. We always meet on the second Tuesday upstairs. Everyone's welcome. We had a presentation by East Pierce Fire and Rescue. They did their monthly reports. They also mentioned that East Pierce Fire and Rescue is starting to get back to in-person events. They will be having their Easter egg hunt. They'll be starting CPR classes in person, attending chamber meetings in person. And they will be here on May 3rd for a presentation. It's their annual presentation. We had a report by the police chief for our monthly report. We also hired a new CSO that will be starting soon, if not already started. Yeah?
Yesterday,
okay. We have one lateral officer in background. We have two. We had one active retirement and one upcoming retirement. We had a legislative update on bills going through the state with regards to law enforcement. The police are working on a national night out in August, details to follow. And we will be back here, it looks like, on April 12th for the Police Department Awards. We haven't had that in a couple years, so it would be great to have officers back in here getting the awards that they deserve for the merits that they've earned.
Oh, absolutely.
The business and discussion items, Resolution 3014, which is an interlocal agreement for the Puget Sound Auto Theft Task Force, and Resolution 3028, which is a retention bonus memorandum. Both are on the consent agenda for March 22nd. We approved our meeting minutes. We had an open discussion on the Eatonville Court contract. It looks like they may be moving to another municipality to do their contracted court work. We had a lengthy discussion on the Allen York boat launch parking. Further information will be coming out in the next week or so on our decision in there. We had a discussion and moved forward the opportunity for a domestic violence response grant application. And that was all.
I am much looking forward to that decision on the boat launch, Councilmember Evans. Thank you. All right. And before we move on, Chief Jeter, did we get an ETA on the legislative update? Do they know when that decision is going to come through?
Two of them were signed on Friday, and there's still two more that are being bantered about. Session closes on Thursday, so we're hoping that they'll have a decision by Thursday.
Oh, very good. Thank you. All right. Do we have any other reports?
Yes,
Deputy Mayor Carter.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, I attended yesterday the Pierce County Court Redistricting Committee meeting, where basically just met with other elected officials and judges with Pierce County to talk about the city of Pacific being partly in Pierce County, and so now they're going to be able to vote for King County District Court judges where they are actually doing their court services. So Auburn had a similar thing about 11 years ago, so they redrew some boundaries.
Okay, is that, Ed, I'm sorry, well, we'll move on, but I'm just curious. I thought all of that would have been in the city of Auburn. Is it beyond that? Do we have any other part of Pierce County that's involved in that?
Pierce County, actually, King and Pierce County share the city of Auburn, the city of Pacific, and the city of Milton.
Okay.
So they all have a little bit of those issues.
I see. Thank you, Deputy Mayor. Yeah. All right. Now we move to the consent agenda. Is there a motion to adopt?
So moved. Second.
All right. Let's vote on it. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right. Tonight's consent agenda has been adopted. We have no committee issues. We do have a full council issue, though. Item A. Madam Clerk, could you read that, please?
This is item A, which is Resolution 3023. The council motion would be to authorize a professional services agreement with Financial Consulting Services Group, FCS, to undertake a water, sewer, and stormwater rate and system development charge study.
So moved.
Second.
Do we have any discussion? Hearing no discussion, let's move to a vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, Resolution AB 2235, or Resolution 3023 has been adopted. And we will now adjourn the council meeting into a closed session for 15 minutes. This is pursuant to RCW 42.30.140 to discuss labor negotiations with no action to follow. So with no action to follow, we are adjourned.
Thank you, everybody.